The International Olympic Committee has provisionally lifted suspensions on Russia's Olympic body, freeing Russian athletes up to compete at the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. So, what's behind the decision? Russia was banned from the Olympics in 2023, 20 months after the invasion of Ukraine that took place in the days after the Beijing Winter Olympics. Belarus, due to its support of Russia's war, was also banned. The main reason wasn't the war specifically, although the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, did recommend individual sporting organizations suspend Russia early in 2022. It was actually because the Russian Olympic Committee took over sporting organizations in several regions within Ukraine, which the IOC said constituted a breach of the Olympic Charter because it violated the territorial integrity of the National Olympic Committee of Ukraine. At the Paris Olympics the next year, as with the recent Milano Cortina Winter Olympics, only a handful of Russian athletes were able to compete. They did so as neutrals, after an IOC vetting panel checked whether they'd publicly supported the war. The IOC now accepts the Russian Olympic Committee no longer controls sporting bodies in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, and that requirement to vet athletes' support of the war has now ended, with Russian athletes only having to stick to the values of the Olympic Charter, meaning a team of hundreds could be able to compete as soon as the next Games in Los Angeles in 2028. The IOC President Kirsty Coventry has justified the decision.
We wanted to ensure all athletes have the possibility to compete at the Olympic Games and not be held responsible for their government's actions. And I believe that this is what this decision speaks to.
While athletes are more freed up, the IOC still won't host events in Russia or have Russian government officials at its events. It's also still deciding whether the Russians would be able to use their anthem and display their flag and colours. And Russian athletes will have to undertake multiple doping tests before they're allowed back in because of doping fears. So, what's the response been? Well, unsurprisingly, Russia's praised the decision, with its sports minister saying the decision should clear the way for Russian athletes to make a full return to the international sporting stage. Ukraine's athletes and government have condemned the move, with its foreign ministry describing the decision as troubling, urging countries as well as international sports bodies to maintain restrictions on Russian participation and use of state symbols. The decision's unlikely to trigger a full participation of Russian athletes across all sports, with many international federations still maintaining separate bans for them.